Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday afternoon, July 5th, 2024, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
CVW Cleantech discusses groundbreaking tailings reprocessing technology. CVW Cleantech CEO Akshay Dubey discussed the company's innovative technology for reprocessing tailings from oil sands mining with Proactive Stephen Gunyon. The process recovers hydrocarbons, zircon, and titanium from waste, reducing methane emissions by over 90%. CVW Cleantech targets Alberta's oil sands mining sector, including major sites operated by Imperial Oil, Canadian Natural Resources, and Suncor. The company contributes to ESG goals, aiding in achieving net zero emissions by 2050. A partnership with Indigenous communities provides investment opportunities, while a collaboration with the University of Alberta focuses on recovering rare earth elements. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158.
Group 11 hopeful for a second major discovery at Carrickittle West Prospect in Ireland. Group 11 Resources Corp CEO Bart Jaworski is optimistic about a potential second major zinc discovery at the Carrickittle West Prospect in Ireland. Initial drilling at Carrickittle West revealed significant sulfide mineralization and evidence of a crucial fault for mineralization. The company plans a 1,700-meter drill program to be completed by year-end. Group 11 also made its first zinc-lead discovery in Ireland at Ballywire, with impressive results including 30 meters of 11% zinc and 80 grams per ton of silver. Glencore is the largest shareholder, with Michael Gentile holding a significant stake. Jaworski highlighted the bullish outlook for zinc due to global supply constraints and reduced treatment charges. Stay tuned for upcoming drill results from Ballywire and Carrickittle West, promising a busy second half of the year for Group 11 Resources.
Tor Metals' Filion Gold Project moves forward with 3-year exploration permit. Tor Metals has received a 3-year exploration permit for drilling at its Filion Gold project in North Ontario. CEO Malcolm Dorsey stated that the project, spanning 260 kilometers, benefits from excellent infrastructure, including access to major transportation routes. The project, based in Kapuskasing, eliminates the need for remote exploration camps, reducing exploration costs. Initial results have been promising, with high-grade samples and significant gold deposits identified. With the permit in hand, Tor Metals plans to extend the soil anomaly to potentially 2.5 kilometers in length through drilling and additional surveys. Investors can anticipate updates on exploration program developments.
American Eagle Gold announces significant copper discovery at Nakay Project in British Columbia. American Eagle Gold CEO Anthony Moreau shared exciting news about a significant copper discovery at the company's NAC project in British Columbia. An induced polarization survey revealed the IP embayment zone, where field teams identified 3 copper-bearing porphyry outcrops. Drill hole NAT24-19 encountered chalcopyrite mineralization exceeding 700 meters in depth, consistent with outcropping mineralization in other target areas. These findings, along with results from drill hole NAC2309, support continued exploration in the IP embayment zone. American Eagle Gold aims to further understand the mineralization for potential advancements in their mining operations. Volta Metals expands lithium holdings with strategic acquisitions in northwestern Ontario. Volta Metals CEO Karim Usunmez announced the company's expansion in the lithium project portfolio with strategic acquisitions in northwestern Ontario. The company has acquired additional mineral claims contiguous to its Falcon West lithium project, covering a substantial surface area of 820 hectares. This consolidation merges with the Falcon West and Crescent Lake lithium projects, forming an extensive land package within the Seymour-Falcon lithium belt. Volta Metals now holds a 100% interest in the newly acquired claims and has granted the vendors a 1.5% net smelter returns royalty. Additionally, the company has acquired the Lee Creek project, located in the same section as other notable lithium projects, indicating promising potential for significant lithium resources. These acquisitions demonstrate Volta Metals' commitment to expanding its lithium assets and exploration capabilities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.